So the learning today should be at Chasil and Nishmas at their Chaver Chaim Olaz Ben Shem Shinarye and Reb Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem Ben Zion should be a Chas for Fur Shleim of Chaim Dan Ben Menarachol Chanalei Ben Shein Derachol Nabadati Ben Peril and a Chas for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue in Shar Ava. We're on page 193 in the Sefer and we're going through the different categories of love. He says, Ava Haraviyas, the fourth category is, he Avas Kraivav is the love that someone has for a relative. Other the imoy, the echav, achyaisav, a father, mother, brother, sisters, ushaar kroivav, other relatives, vreyav, friends, vachaveirav, and close friends. So what's the problem with the love of a relative? He says, avasam, and because of that love, you're going to help them when they get in a disagreement. You're going to take sides. And when they're fighting with someone else, you're going to pick their side to be able to help them. Now, the reason why you are sort of disqualified from participating is that you are not able to remain independent. You are considered the love that you have for a relative is an extension of the love that you have for yourself, and therefore you're negeya bedavar, and you can't see the fault in your family's arguments, and therefore you are not impartial. And he continues, v'lo yachash v'lo yedakteh k'mein pashim avalei machlukdam. And he won't check out first to see whether they're the party in the wrong, whether they made the wrong move towards their disputants. However, you'll always assist them, you'll always defend them, and you'll always help them cover up. Even if they're guilty of terrible things, you'll shield them, you'll defend them. The gamsha me'alatz asam, and you also listen to your family's advice. Even if it's not good advice, you will not deviate from it. The gam yirtzela loisin l'mayla shein aruyos lehem, you will elevate them to positions which are not appropriate for them. You'll show favoritism to your family. Kegoin la'asoisam mo'yishlem, you'll make them rulers, a parnasei adar, and supervisors, and v'liyos roidim ba'am, that they rule over the people. V'afilum heim rishayim, even if they're wicked, lo yachlish b'zeh, this won't stop you. V'hine ho'ava me'averes einov, u'machereshes oznov, this love basically blinds a person and deafens him. V'yesh b'zeh kilkul ma'oid, there is great damage that can be caused. K'em yatu asayim la'vleyim, they will bend the world to their meaningless pursuit. So essentially, what he's saying here is, going back to what I said at the beginning, is that you are not impartial and you're memela likely to side with your family, and therefore you're going to listen to them when you shouldn't. You're going to take their side when you shouldn't, even if they're in the wrong. And then also you're going to appoint them to positions that they're unworthy of and maybe make them a gabbai tzedakah or a governor or some position of management. Whatever it is, but you're going to put them in a place where they're not qualified to be. Next, Ava Chamish is the fifth category of love. He Ava Sarach Yamim is the love of long life. You want to live as long as possible. He says, if Chas V'Shalom, one of us is in a situation where there is a chiyuv to give up our lives, we will not be able, or again, someone who has this Ava of Arach Yamim will not be able to give up his life because he's too afraid. He wants to live, and he's not ready and willing and able to give up his life in the service of Hashem. Ava Ashish is the sixth category of love. He avas hakavod is the love of honor. And if you love honor, then you're never going to do anything l'shem shemayim. Ki kol ha-mitzvah she'asa, all the mitzvahs that you do, im yitei tzedakah, whether it's giving tzedakah, yasak b'tayra, learning Torah, Oy b'shara mitzvahs, all the other mitzvahs. Yiyu machshavta v'chavanose achra shavach v'kavod. What's your ulterior motive for doing them? It's always going to be that you want honor and prestige for it. Yachman sheyidnu loy keser gdula, and you want that people give you a crown and honor. V'zeh hefsed gadol l'masei avoda. This takes away significantly from the action that you're doing. V'afilu mishiyesh b'tayra ma'isim tayvim. Even someone who has Torah ma'isim tayvim. Hakavod mitziyam in oilam, honor can take him out of this world. Kal shekain, certainly, misha'im by tara ma'isim tayvim, someone who doesn't have tara ma'isim tayvim. But right if achra kavod and he chases after honor, kama ma'isav megunim, how worthless are his actions. So the idea here is that even though we normally say mitachshalay, we say, okay, so even though you're not doing it lishma, but why don't you do the mitzvahs for the sake of kavod? Mitachshalay. So Reb Chaim Volozhin says that the one exception to mitachshalay is someone who does it for honor. And the Vilna Gaon brings this down a little bit differently. He says even if the goal is honor, you should still perform the mitzvah. But this is one of those drives that really, really detracts from a mitzvah and can have the potential to continue to be shelo lishma for a long period of time, that you will never develop that proper attitude towards doing the mitzvah for the right reasons. Okay. This actually ties into last week's parsha. Rabbeinu Yonah brings as a source this idea that kavod is might see a person from this world. He says that's why the Gemara in Bracha says that Yosef died before his brothers. Why? Because he conducted himself in a manner, he dominated them, he governed them, he had honor above and beyond them, and therefore that caused that his life ended before theirs did.